Into a physical one. Didi appealed the prosecution attempt at a third trial, but the Hawaii Supreme Court yesterday denied him. And two men who spent last Christmas season stealing holiday deliveries from people's homes in Columbia will be spending this Christmas in jail. A Howard County judge has sentenced the two men to 4 to 5 months behind bars. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 24,509, the NASDAQ at 68,57. Sports, the Caps beat Boston, the Broncos beat the Colts on Thursday Night Football. College basketball, Howard wins, and the Wizards host the Clippers tonight. WMAL News Time 8:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Chris Plant, 9 to noon.
You know, we talk about stuff here that needs to be talked about.
Well, I love your show.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
No doubt about that.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
It's hard to believe that we're already coming up on the end of another year. But before you close the books on 2017, are you sure you're prepared for 2018? Why not find out by calling Abe Abish at Abish Financial Services to schedule a complimentary end-of-year review. Abe will help make sure your retirement strategy is in good shape for the coming year. For example, there are moves you can make now that will potentially lower your tax bill next year. Confused about required minimum distributions? Abe can explain what you need to know in language that actually makes sense. Income planning or Social Security questions? He can help with those too. Abe's goal is to prepare you for a long and successful retirement. Call him at 571-577-9968 for your complimentary end-of-year review. That's 571-577-9968 or online at retirementkeyradio.com.
By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities offered through Abraham Abish, Virginia Insurance License Number 557-877.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Ready, set, holiday with Dunkin' Donuts Holiday Coffees. Get your holiday spirits soaring like Rudolph with a peppermint mocha latte or a brown sugar cinnamon iced macchiato. Try one today and set your mood to merry. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First of the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Bill, major problems do continue in the Georgetown area as crews deal with the structure fire, saying everything's under control, but the closure's in place. So we have a stretch of Wisconsin Avenue closed between M and N Street. You don't want to get caught up in this. And M Street is also closed. That's a huge deal. So M at Wisconsin closed. If you're coming off of the Key Bridge heading into Georgetown, you are still able to make that right-hand turn, but I would not commit to that because you will be diverted off at M Street. You can't get to that cross with Wisconsin. And if you're coming safe off of Pennsylvania Avenue, you'll be diverted at 31st Street. So all that corridor going to be a mess here heading through those secondary road side streets and O Street, P Street, already seeing some of those delays. If you're coming off the Key Bridge, you can take Canal over to Foxhall. Just an option, but plan ahead. On the George Washington Parkway, southbound now near the overlooks down toward the Key Bridge, slowing northbound toward the exit for Spout Run on the G-Dub heavy. Maryland, we've had our share of problems. First on the Beltway, Outer Loop, New Carrollton, that crash after 450, completely cleared now, but still delays out of Largo. And now on the Inner Loop side to get you past 214 Central Avenue incident, 270 southbound. You've been doing fine all morning, but now southbound slowing into Rockville to Rubberneck at the northbound crash at Falls Road along the left side. That's on the northbound side of 270. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAF Weather Channel forecast.
What a weather advisory kicks in today at 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. Road conditions could be a little slick for the evening commute. Scattered snow showers could see about an inch. Steady temperatures low to mid-30s. Tonight mostly clear, low around 30. Mostly sunny tomorrow, mid to upper 40s for the high. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 27 in Vienna, 25 in Rockville, 30 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. Another quick blast of wintry weather is coming our way. Get the latest at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning, 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up this morning, Brett Baer of the Fox News Channel is going to join us at 8:35. Break down the week in politics. A lot of good reporting going on over at Fox. Hopefully, Brett will brag about it a little bit today. Vince Colonna is here alongside Washington Examiner White House correspondent Sarah Westwood this morning. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for all your help this morning as we await the return of the vacationing Mary Walter. Yes, Star Wars The Last Jedi, already a force at the box office overnight as people lined up to get those overnight showings. And let's find out whether or not you would be satisfied to join their ranks. Let's go to Christian Toto. He's a film critic from HollywoodInToto.com. He's the host of the Hollywood in Toto podcast, available on iTunes. Christian, good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you. So let me set the stage quickly. Have you seen this new Star Wars film?
I have. I'm a huge Star Wars fan from a little boy, like most people. And I think nothing I say will stop anyone from going to see it. But boy, set your expectations lower than they should be. This is a bit of a letdown, and that, of course,
frightens
me as you're a geek.
Now, I'm going to square this for a second, because I'm seeing, I think Rotten Tomatoes has it at, 92%, so that was suggesting that your colleagues in the film critic industry, by and large, like this movie. You don't. Why?
Yeah, and I don't hate it. It's not as bad as the worst of the prequels. There are some really powerful moments here, and I loved both Mark Hamill's return as Luke and also Daisy Ridley as Rey. I think she's really growing into the character. Having said that, when you look at the story, how the First Order is chasing the Resistance and trying to kind of basically wipe them out, it gets a very tedious, repetitive pattern within the movie. The film's structure isn't quite compelling. The dialogue is borderline cutesy. There's always been great humor in Star Wars, but here it's very clunky and obvious and poorly written. I just read a fellow critic who said it was like a kind of sitcom level, and I think that really kind of hits home. And there's lots of kind of great moments and themes here that aren't really fully addressed. There's a connection between Kylo Ren, one of the bad guys, and Rey, but that doesn't really come to fruition. There's just lots of problems here. And there's also a subplot mid-movie where they visit this sort of evil town where the rich gamble away their money at a casino, and it absolutely stops the movie cold. It's sort of attacking the rich, and also it's just a lame subplot. So it's the kind of moment where you can think, what were they thinking?
Well, the first one here, the reboot, the latest one in this series prior to this, what was that last one called?
The Force Awakens.
Thank you. Was a lot of people talked about how it was just like A New Hope, and Episode 4, and how it reflected that. Did this in any way sort of mirror Episode 5?
I don't think so directly. I think what this film does is kind of copy and steal and pay tribute to lots and lots of themes and images and storylines through all the movies before us. Now, I think those callbacks can be fun, but I think when the movie doesn't have much else, it kind of grates on you. There are visual cues. Oh, I remember when that happened the first time, and story moments. You go, oh, yeah, that connects to blah, blah, blah. And that can be good, but when it's in service of a kind of a less than amazing story, it just jumps out at you and saying, oh, that again? So I think there's a real need to kind of call back to those old films to kind of, get the fans engaged and excited, those Easter egg moments, but
right.
It just doesn't work here.
Hi, Christian. One of the things that happened between the release of the last movie and this movie is that Princess Leia, Carrie Fisher, the actress who plays her, died. How much is she featured in this movie, and does the film at all pay homage to the fact that her character obviously won't be returning for the rest of the franchise?
Well, I don't want to spoil her fate. There is a notice at the very end of the movie saying, this is in honor of our princess, Carrie Fisher, so this is sort of a nice tribute on the credits side of things. But she does play a fairly significant role in the film, so and as does Luke, and as a Star Wars fanatic, I was just so upset when The Force Awakens brought back Luke for all of about 10 seconds, so he is a major player here. And Mark Hamill is terrific, and he hasn't had the kind of blazing acting career since Star Wars. I think this is still his calling card. He can be very good, and I think he's very effective here. A way we don't expect.
Yeah, he's also succeeded as a voice actor. He's been the Joker,
yes.
And he's done that very well. I want to talk to you about another Star Wars element here. This is hilarious. This is a USA Today piece that's getting all this attention. The idea that Anakin Skywalker is just one big old sexual predator. This is an amazing thing. Here, listen to the Fox's Trace Gallagher describe this piece.
Editor Hayden Fry has penned an opinion piece in USA Today detailing why Anakin Skywalker should have been removed from the Jedi Order for sexually harassing Padme Amidala in Star Wars Episode 2. Or as Fry says, quote, while this may have happened a long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, it deserves to be called out now.
Yeah, he had talk about a power dynamic. He's got the Force and she's an elected official. In fact, here's him in Episode 2 talking to Padme.
You said it yourself.
Please don't look at me like that. It makes me feel uncomfortable.
Uh-oh, that sounds like a Harvey Weinstein tape. What's going on there, Christian Toto?
I think it's a pretty sharp piece of satire that's been written. But, as much as I consider myself a geek and love my fellow geeks, sometimes our senses of humor can be a little bit flat, so I think that may point to the outrage. Plus, this is an outrage culture we're living in, so I'm not surprised that maybe some people are tweeting their alarm and outrage.
I love that anybody takes a chance to just upset everyone else. Let's talk about this merger with Fox and Disney, and what does it mean? Because I've seen some people pointing out, like, look, Fox and Disney, they own all these, like, separate superhero franchises, the rights to them, and all of a sudden now they're all going to come together. Does that mean we'll see a movie with Marvel characters and X-Men characters all together now?
In theory, it could happen. And, of course, you know, with the Avengers movies, you've already got about 1,000 superheroes on the screen, so you need a couple more. So I think that's really important that we get those figures in there. I think the real impact could be here is that, you know, Disney's been making serious noise about making a Netflix-like service, and they've got this huge library of films they can draw upon. They've got Star Wars. They've got all those great Disney animated movies. They've got a lot of stuff in their canon. Now they've got the Fox library. So I think from a consumer point of view, that's the biggest takeaway, that there could be a serious Netflix contender coming very soon.
Well, part of this is because there already sort of is a Netflix contender that they've been a part of, which is Hulu. I mean, now you've got ABC and Fox under the same roof for this offering. Does that in any way play an important role in that relationship?
You know, I don't know. And it's funny because right now you can see a lot of Disney films on Netflix. They just added Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. They've had Doctor Strange. They've had the Jungle Book. So I think that deal will be expiring in the next couple of years. And I think it's anyone's guess on how much Disney can kind of flex their muscle. But Disney is really big, and they're really good at flexing their muscles in general. So don't be surprised that the streaming landscape changes dramatically in a few years.
All right. Well, Christian, I'm really appreciating you giving me low expectations for Star Wars. It guarantees that I'll actually enjoy the film now. And thank you very much for giving us a breakdown of everything going on in Hollywood.
My pleasure.
Thank you, sir. 8:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And the breakdown goes something like this in Georgetown. Avoid. You don't want to get caught up in the mess. Crews have been dealing with a structure fire for over an hour now, and closed is a stretch of Wisconsin Avenue at M Street. So from M to N, you cannot use it. You'll be diverted. M Street, you'll be diverted as well. M Street, that's huge. So if you're coming, say, from Pennsylvania Avenue or off the Key Bridge, don't commit. If you're coming off the Key Bridge, we suggest Canal Road over to Foxhall Road. Just start planning in advance for your detours and your alternates. Also, Wisconsin Avenue commuters, if you're coming, say, past the Cathedral, take Massachusetts Avenue towards your destination if that works for you. Now, on the George Washington Parkway, I was watching delays grow, but it looks like it's now mostly focused to get past the overlooks to the broken down. Takes away one of our two lanes, so that's why GW Parkway, you're jammed through there. Now, once you get past the broken down, then you're set free. No delays beyond down to the Key, Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, and continuing. We have a little bit of volume merging onto the inbound 14th Street Bridge, which is no surprise, just to get into town. Now, the Virginia Beltway inner loop before you get to Little River Turnpike had the incident reported. On the Maryland Beltway, slows each direction as you try to head through, say, the Largo area. The first problem had been the crash outer loop in New Carrollton, cleared. Now the inner loop past 214 Central Avenue with the incident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Okay, there's a winter weather advisory today from 1 to 7 p.m. for road conditions on that evening commute. So be careful out there, would you? Today, scattered snow showers. You may see about 1 inch of snow. Temperatures are going to be nearly steady in the low to mid-30s. Tonight, mostly clear, a low around 30. Tomorrow, some clouds in the morning will give way to mainly sunny skies for the afternoon. We'll push that up to a high mid to upper 40s. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 30 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Potomac Petals and Plants.
Don't miss the magic during the holiday open house this Saturday from 10 to 2 at Potomac Petals and Plants. Santa will be on site, plus train rides for the kids. Visit Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
All right, I don't think anybody's been fired quite as often as Omarosa Manigault. At least she plays somebody who gets fired on television. But she's been in the White House as a staffer, the director of the White House Office of Public Liaison. And it's a big deal this week when all of a sudden you got a ton of drama, including from reporter April Ryan, who was pushing this, among others. The idea that Omarosa was basically fired by John Kelly and in a fit of rage attempted to rush up to the residence of the White House, tripped a bunch of alarms on the way, got manhandled by the Secret Service, and thrown out like a cartoon out the front door and landed on her tail on the other side of the fence. That is kind of like the general framework of what we heard as the story was breaking this week. Now, a bunch of people have denied that construction. The Secret Service saying she didn't get manhandled. The only role the Secret Service has was deactivating her clearances. That's it. Okay? Yep. Omarosa, for her part, went on Good Morning America yesterday, and she contested not only the physicality of all of this, I guess, but the fact that she was fired. She says, no way. I resigned.
So you resigned. You weren't fired as
no.
being reported.
And, you know, I like to hear all of these interesting tales, but I have to tell you that they're 100% false.
Has anyone ever been fired by a White House ever? Like, it seems like everyone always resigns.
They've always left to pursue other opportunities.
I know.
That's what they're doing.
It was funny the other day. I got my Fox News push alert. It was like, Omarosa fired by White House. 3 minutes later, update. Omarosa's resigned from the White House. Somebody at the White House got the same push alert I did. And you can never say that someone got fired, even when they did. It's always like, oh, they resigned on their own terms. They wanted to pursue other opportunities. They wanted to pursue something less powerful, you know.
Of course, of course. But we never hear this kind of misinformation about the method in which they were fired, that there was
a
physical altercation, that it was a reality TV level scene.
Bingo. And that's what made it so fascinating, was the idea, wow, an actual reality scene played out.
And believable, given the main character in this description.
Right. And now I mentioned April Ryan. Omarosa calls her out yesterday in this Good Morning America interview.
You're saying that all these reports are coming from one person, but you
one
speak
person,
of...
No, let's be clear. Only one person.
Only one person.
No one else has reported what she's reporting, and this is the one person who has attacked me for the last year. And so you know that this is personal.
It is true that April Ryan, I like her. She's a great reporter. She may not be a completely neutral observer in this entire episode, because remember that April Ryan and Omarosa tangled almost physically a few months ago. I mean, back in the beginning of the administration, they got in heated altercations. The White House produced to reporters a recording of the fight because it was so dramatic. They thought that they needed to record it for posterity. And they used to be friends and had a falling out, reportedly, over Omarosa's support of President Trump. So not necessarily a neutral third-party reporter here.
I love that. A reporter, she's upset that Omarosa, who works in the White House, supports the president. Omarosa says she wasn't escorted off and that we should trust the Secret Service here.
When you resigned, the reports said you were escorted off the grounds. Were you escorted off?
No, I was not. And in fact, Secret Service put out a statement because I think that they were bothered with the assertion that they were involved with any type of escorting or shutting me down, that sort of thing. And I think you should take the word of the U.S. Secret Service over someone who has a personal vendetta to bring me down, and they personally gain by continuing to advance these false narratives.
And real quick here, I'm going to play this for you. Michael Strahan, who's doing the interview, asked her about racial stuff as well. And Omarosa has an interesting answer. Listen to this.
Armstrong Williams told the Washington Post you were unhappy with Trump's handling of Charlottesville and also his endorsement of Roy Moore. Is that true?
You know, because I am serving until the 20th, I have to be very careful about how I answer this. But there were a lot of things that I observed during the last year that I was very unhappy with, that I was very uncomfortable with, things that I observed, that I heard, that I listened to. I can expand upon it because I have to still go back and work with these individuals. But when I have a chance to tell my story, Michael, quite a story to tell.
You hear the venom? You hear it? You hear the turn she's taking in the media right now? From villain to victim in 10 seconds flat, Omarosa is about to get her own show. I mean, Omarosa is going to be featured everywhere in just a few short months. 822 on WMAL.
Time changes everything, like your ability to use your timeshare. If it no longer works for you, call Timeshare Exit Team at 844-928-EXIT. That's 844-928-EXIT, online at timeshareexitteam.com.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor. I want to personally invite you to join us at WMAL's all-inclusive New Year's Eve gala at the Hilton McLean Tyson's Corner. 2018 is just around the corner, so book your party package now before they sell out. You get so much in this package. It's incredible. Hotel accommodations for two, a lavish three-course dinner, premium open bar, hello, live entertainment from the Reflex Band, and more. Purchase your party package today at WMAL.com/New Year, and I'll see you there.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has well over 30 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Did you know losing one or more of your teeth can affect your smile, your ability to chew properly, and change the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging? Dental implant treatments created from state-of-the-art materials using the latest technology are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. In most cases, I can provide teeth in a day, so you'll leave my office with a perfect new smile. Isn't it time for you to smile easy?
Don't forget about this year's unused flex spend dollars. Dr. McMillan is happy to assist in planning for your next year's funding. Call 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-900-6177. That's 800-900-6177. 800-900-6177. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
825 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 270, pretty good here out of the Frederick area down through Germantown, Gaithersburg. Still have a little bit of volume in Rockville. And that was only caused because of a northbound crash and you were rubbernecking at that. Now the crash northbound at Falls Road is cleared and everyone getting a little bit better there. On the Beltway, still slow each direction near 202. The latest problem had been the crash on the inner loop side past 202. Outer loop was heavy, still off and on. Heading over toward New Carrollton from the earlier crash, now completely gone after you pass 450 before you get to the BW Parkway. In case you missed it, still dealing with a huge mess in Georgetown. Structure fire, it's under control, but they're still working it here and checking everything in that area. And closed is M Street at Wisconsin Avenue. That's huge. So try to avoid at all costs. You'll be detoured around there. Wisconsin Avenue between M and N, they have shut that down as well. So if you're coming across the Key Bridge, you want to take the left on the canal over toward Foxhall. George Washington Parkway. Now, your types begin south of 123. That is not continuous into Georgetown. It's continuous to the broken down at the overlooks blocking one of two lanes. And then traffic is released beyond that. Update sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem will get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149. 800-430-4149. And now from Garage Door Repair. The WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
What a weather advisory today, 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. Could see about an inch of snow. Could be a little slick out there. We will see steady temperatures low to mid-30s. Tonight mostly clear, low around 30. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 30 degrees, 827 on WMAL.
I started singing bye-bye.
Okay, Pie Gate is apparently over. This week, Sarah Huckabee Sanders followed up on her Piegate promise and baked a pie. Remember, we were just talking about April Ryan and her war with Omarosa and the White House press corps. And you were not there, Sarah.
It was not my day to be there.
You didn't get a piece of pie.
I was devastated, too.
She cooked pie for the entire press corps, which is wonderful. How nice of her.
Very.
And
very
this was to resolve the idea that that the pie she made originally and took a picture of wasn't fake.
On Thanksgiving, I mean, this is lasting well into the holiday season, that Sarah Sanders tweeted a picture of a pie on a white table, Vince, and some reporters, including April Ryan, were not convinced that this was not just a stock photo, that she was lying about having baked a pie.
What kind of pie? Say it out loud.
Chocolate pecan pie.
Pecan is what she says. Did you hear that now? Pecan. Now, there's a regional difference here, real quickly. There's four different ways. In areas of Texas, Oklahoma, and Louisiana, they say pecan. Pecan is dominant nationwide. Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Mississippi, they say pecan, pecan. They roll it quickly to get that pick out. And then pecan is popular on the East Coast and in New England. Yes. While folks from Wisconsin, northern Minnesota, and Michigan's Upper Peninsula all go with pecan. Pecan. I don't know how to say it at all. I'm pretty sure I've said every available variation of it, and I'm going to keep doing that for the rest of my life, because there's no such thing as a non-regional dialect when you refer to pecan pie. Yeah. Pecan, is that what it is, McKay?
North Carolina.
North Carolina, pecan pie. Yeah. That southern emphasis on the first syllable is the key. Insurance.
Yeah. You,
right?
Umbrella.
Umbrella. 828 on WMAL.
I carpool I-66. We can still carpool and ride free on I-66 during rush hour.
Sometimes we even get work done.
And sometimes we get to nap.
Now anyone can use I-66 express lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour. If you're carpooling, travel free with Easy Pass Flex. If you're driving alone, pay with Easy Pass.
I carpool I-66.
Get your Easy Pass or Easy Pass Flex today. Learn more at 66expresslanes.org.
This week on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxel.
We know that your situation's going well because it's going well for everyone who's invested in the market and has been for many years, but shouldn't you get organized so that you can really take stock, take inventory of what you have? And it's only with that awareness that you could know if you need to make any adjustments or changes.
Catch Winter at a new time, Saturdays at noon here on WMAL or online at wintertroxel.com.
All right, more about how to pronounce various types of pie, and also Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel joining us here in mere moments on Mornings on the Ball. But right now, first, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A fire this morning in Georgetown is now under control, but it's causing a lot of disruption. The fire was on the second floor of a three-story commercial building in the 1200 block of Wisconsin Avenue, right near M Street. Firefighters have the fire under control. No injuries have been reported. We're under a winter weather advisory starting at 1 this afternoon. Forecasters think a little snow is coming and could impact your drive home this afternoon. Howard Silverman with the National Weather Service.
Around the district itself, about an inch and a half, some areas could see up to 2 inches of snow, particularly as you go further to the northeast up towards Baltimore.
Areas to the west of D.C., he says, may see less, maybe even no snow today. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio's potential defection over a tax credit for low-income parents has put a speed bump into the GOP leadership's drive to push their big tax package through the Senate. But party leaders say it is a complication that is likely to be resolved. There's a new charge against the Ohio man accused of killing a woman during the Charlottesville protest last summer.
James Alex Fields Jr. now faces a first-degree murder charge for his actions over the summer in Charlottesville, where police said he intentionally rammed his car into a group of counter-demonstrators at the Unite the Right rally, killing 32-year-old Heather Heyer. Fields also faces other offenses, including malicious wounding and failure to stop in an accident that resulted in death.
Correspondent Sierra Crawford. A jury in D.C. will soon begin deliberating the fate of six people charged in the violence that followed Donald Trump's inauguration. Attorneys presented closing arguments yesterday. These six are the first of dozens who are facing charges in the Inauguration Day rioting. Medical marijuana regulators in Maryland have approved 12 new dispensaries. That more than doubles the number of businesses allowed to sell the drug, but regulators caution the medical marijuana supply is still low, and that means it could be hard to buy marijuana until at least next March. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,509, the NASDAQ at 68,57. Sports sponsored by LifeLock. The Caps beat the Bruins again the 11th straight time. Thursday night football, Denver wins. College basketball, Howard wins. NBA, the LA Clippers are in town tonight to take on the Wizards. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Some mornings, opening your eyes is hard, but LifeLock's eyes are already open to a wide range of identity threats. Stuff you can't see by just monitoring your credit. If something happens, U.S.-based specialists can work to fix it. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code RISK to save 10%.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend A Natural Approach to Knee and Hip Pain on Wednesday, January 10th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
If your IRS tax debt is out of control, if you're over your head in monthly payments, there's a secret the IRS doesn't want you to know. If you have more than $5,000 in tax debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from individuals who owe back taxes. Participation and special initiatives by the IRS can reduce your payments by thousands of dollars. National Tax Credit Group is now offering free information on how to virtually eliminate and settle your tax debt once and for all. To see how much you could save, call the special service hotline before the program expires. Simply call this number, 800-519-6164. Don't miss your chance to reduce your IRS tax debt by thousands of dollars. Be protected and never contact the IRS without speaking to us first. In just 10 minutes, we could save you thousands. 800-519-6164. 800-519-6164. 800-519-6164.
Hi, I'm Tito Beveridge, founder and master distiller at Tito's Handmade Vodka. In 1997, I started the first micro distillery in the state of Texas with my dog, Dog Joe, at my side. We're still working with dogs out at the distillery after all these years. Learn more about how dogs are a part of life here at Tito's Handmade Vodka at vodkafordogpeople.com. Tito's Handmade Vodka is made from corn and naturally gluten-free. Cheers. 80 proof Tito's Handmade Vodka, distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas. Tito'sVodka.com.
Hi, this is Mark Levin. The International Gem and Jewelry Show returns to the Dulles Expo Center this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Fine jewelry, fiery gems, designer watches, fashion accessories, and more. Find something for everyone and buy direct from hundreds of designers and manufacturers all under one roof. That's what I do. Don't drive from mall to mall. Find quality selection and save lots of money at the International Gem and Jewelry Show this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
No change in the Georgetown area. We still have the closure M Street and Wisconsin Avenue due to the structure fire. And really a big mess down there, as can be expected with that main artery shut down and a stretch of Wisconsin Avenue closed between M and N. So what we're dealing with right now, I'm looking at traffic just jammed coming across the Key Bridge. So if you're leaving Roslyn, I wouldn't even commit, because you come across the Key Bridge. Even if you try to make that right-hand turn onto M Street, you'll be diverted. Watch for everyone coming off of Canal Road and past the university, linking up to that M Street tie-up. Even if you're heading over to Whitehurst Freeway, you're going to need extra time for sure. But again, with the structure fire, Wisconsin Avenue and Georgetown, if you can, please avoid. On the George Washington Parkway, now, we have delays down toward the overlooks with a stalled car blocking one of two lanes. Delays almost back to 123. Virginia Beltway was the minor crash interloop near Annandale. That's been cleared to the shoulder. Now Maryland recovering, outer loop to New Carrollton, crash is gone, and then we had one in the backups near 202. That's over to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Scattered snow showers today, could see about an inch, and it could get a little slick on the ride home. Winter weather advisory today, 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. for those road conditions. Steady temperatures low to mid-30s. Tonight mostly clear, low around 30. Tomorrow mostly sunny, mid to upper 40s. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 28 in Vienna, 25 in Germantown, 30 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
8:37 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Vince Colonna is sitting alongside Sarah Westwood, White House correspondent for the Washington Examiner. Sarah, thank you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good morning. Thank you for helping us out this morning. And in for the vacationing Mary Walter. She'll be back next week. Joining us right now, though, Brett Baer of the Fox News Channel. He's the anchor of the special report, of course. He's also the author of 3 Days in January, Dwight Eisenhower's Final Mission, paperback available in bookstores everywhere, including Hudson Books. I saw it yesterday in Union Station. So there you go. Brett Baer joins us. Hello, Brett.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you, sir. This has been such a, obviously, another busy week in politics, but a great week for the reporters at the Fox News Channel, because you guys have just been breaking story after story on what is going on inside the Justice Department and the FBI as it relates especially to the Robert Mueller special counsel investigation. What have been sort of the standouts for you this week in that reporting?
Yeah, really good reporting by our team at Justice. Jake Gibson is the producer, James Rosen, Catherine Herridge, a number of people breaking stories, but coming, I think what stood out, I think, was the text, the specific text from Peter Strzok, the FBI deputy, who was working with Andrew McCabe and was essentially in a lot of different aspects of the investigation. And I think one text obviously got a lot more attention than others, texting with his girlfriend Lisa Page, about they couldn't take the chance that Donald Trump was going to be elected, and he essentially texting that he could do something about it, and that she had a good idea in a meeting with Andrew McCabe. We don't know what exactly they were talking about, but that text obviously raised a lot of eyebrows.
Yeah, and one of the things that's really struck me this week is that, you know, as you kind of As Congress keeps asking the Justice Department, Rod Rosenstein appearing before the House Judiciary Committee this week, getting all these questions about what exactly is going on here and conflicts of interest, it feels like, you know, you're watching almost as if a Democratic administration is in charge, as the Justice Department, the FBI, is sort of reticent to give clear answers that satisfy those Republican lawmakers.
Yeah, and it's taken a long time. You know, they've kind of slow-walked. Even the Trump Justice Department has slow-walked some of this cooperation with Capitol Hill. So that has also raised eyebrows. I think it's important, though, that we put in context that there are good people at the FBI, and there are good, you know, hardworking men and women over there, you know, doing a lot of things, including rounding up suspected terrorists. But on this particular investigation, they need to straighten out what all of this stuff, you know, means. And I think it's muddying waters that that they could have cleared up if there's nothing there.
Hi, Brett. This is Sarah.
Okay.
A lot of the ways that the other outlets, not Fox, but a lot of the other networks and major newspapers are covering these developments about allegations of bias related to the email investigation and Mueller's team is that Republicans are pouncing on this information. Republicans are seizing on it. And the actual nuggets of information are sort of wrapped in these layers of how Republicans are using it. Do you think that the bigger part of the story is how it's being weaponized or what we're actually learning?
I know. And that often happens. Right? I mean, that's, you know, they touch the base and say, we covered it, but they're covering it in a way of, look at these Republicans using this to try to, you know, look at the shiny thing over here instead of the Mueller probe. There's substance to these reports, and I think on the merits of the substance is where we need to be asking questions.
Yeah, including the fact that the wife of the DOJ official who withheld the fact that he was having conversations with Fusion GPS also worked for Fusion GPS, all products of Fox News reporting.
On the Trump dossier.
That's right.
The ties are too many to not say, okay, wait a second.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Some answers need to be, normally the rest of those stories, we usually call those sidebars, not the main feature when you cover the reactions. I'm going to ask you about some other real quick stuff going on in Washington. Marco Rubio threatening to be a no vote on the tax bill, which is a really big deal considering what their margin is. It's so slim for the Republicans to actually get this tax bill passed. Do you sense that Marco Rubio could get to yes?
I think so. I mean, there's a lot of momentum. I think that they may do a little tweak. they're the train is moving here, and they are really concerned about numbers. And it is like three-dimensional chess. You move one piece, and two other pieces move, potentially. And I think that Marco Rubio, it's an interesting play at the 11th hour, but he feels passionate about it, as does Mike Lee. You have Bob Corker, who said he's a no originally. You know, he's kind of in a maybe, different stages of maybe. And then you have two ill senators, Senator McCain and Senator Thad Cochran, who, you know, there's questions whether they're going to come back for votes or not.
Right. It seems that they're both committing at this hour to try and be back next week for that vote. But that is a question mark of whether that could actually happen. Marco Rubio, of course, his objections over not expanding the child care tax credit. And Vice President Pence is delaying a trip to Israel to stay in town because of how close that vote is. Also, we get reports yesterday from Politico that House Speaker Paul Ryan may be looking at retiring come end of 2018. What are you hearing about that?
Well, obviously, the pushback from the office was he's not going anywhere. You know, he kind of laughed it off. But the explanation had some holes in it. And I think that what we hear on Capitol Hill is that he is thinking about it and that it wouldn't be 2018, but 2019. And, you know, that's an interesting moment. And it could be potentially similar to John Boehner, who, after the Pope arrived and he had his visit, that was the moment he decided it was time to get out. I don't know if that's true or not, but I think we hear that he has talked about it.
All right, well, there's a lot of developments going into the weekend here, especially on this tax bill, and I know that Special Report will cover it all. That's 6 o'clock tonight on the Fox News Channel. Brett Baer, as always, thank you, sir.
Have a great weekend.
You too. 844 here on WMAL.
This weekend, the SGK Gun Show returns to the Fredericksburg Expo Center at Central Park. Hunters, collectors, sportsmen, visit the Fredericksburg Expo Center for SGK's biggest show ever. Tickets available online at guns-knives.com or at the door. That's the Fredericksburg Gun Show this weekend.
All right, guys, I'm talking to you. How many of you have bought your wife, your girlfriend, your significant other lovely, beautiful lingerie? Well, guess what? That's a gift for you, not a gift for her. You know what she wants? She wants comfortable pajamas. We love to hang out in them. We will wear them all the time if we could possibly get away with it. And I want to tell you about the world's softest pajamas. They're available exclusively at pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. They are created by a team of dedicated pajama experts. They are the world's softest pajamas. They're lighter than a cloud. They're softer than a bunny. They're just like cashmere, only they're way better. And she is going to love you for them because she's going to love the way they feel. They're like a warm hug. Plus, you don't even have to wrap them because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging and Christmas delivery is guaranteed, guys. So go to pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them Mary Walter sent you.
8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, no change in Georgetown. If you haven't heard, the crew's been dealing with a structure fire this morning, closing a stretch not only of Wisconsin Avenue between M and N, the structure fire on Wisconsin near Prospect Street, but because of all the fire apparatus and the water that has run down the roadway, they've also shut down M Street at Wisconsin Avenue. So everyone diverted. I'm looking at a solid lineup here, M Street, as you come off of the Key Bridge. So please avoid, if at all cost, and think about your workarounds if you normally head through that area. If you're coming south on Wisconsin Avenue, and say if you're coming out of Maryland and you're coming past a Washington National Cathedral and that stretch northwest, take Massachusetts Avenue. Also, I'm seeing Canal Road and past the university, very slow to link up to those M Street delays. If you're heading over toward the Whitehurst Freeway, you will need extra time as well. On the George Washington Parkway, crews have been dealing with the broken down. Southbound, getting a little bit better now as you pass near the overlooks. On the trip on Virginia's 395, a little sluggish now through Landmark and again Pentagon 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. 270 southbound has been fantastic all morning. Frederick down to the Beltway. Only delay we've had is in the Rockville area, rubbernecking at now our second northbound crash on 270, which was some northbound unusual backups right as you come off of the merge there. Get you past Falls Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Scattered snow showers today. Could see about an inch, and it could get a little slick on the ride home. Winter weather advisory today, 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. for those road conditions. Steady temperatures low to mid-30s. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 30. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, mid to upper 40s. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently at Reagan National, 31 degrees, 847 on WMAL.
When your paycheck stops in retirement, will it stop you from having the lifestyle you want? Tune in to One-on-One Financial Radio with Mark Zamperini. Sunday mornings at 8 here on WMAL.
She said, I don't like spiders and snakes, and that ain't what it takes.
All right, this is one of my favorite stories of the week. I've been kind of saving it because we haven't had a chance to chat about it yet. But Sarah West was here, and I feel like she's perfect for this. You cover the White House. Mm-hmm. And now, in the White House, is it customary that people walk around punching the President of the United States?
No.
No, it's not. Okay, just making sure. Just want to check on that. Because Mark Burns, you remember that fiery pastor from South Carolina who spoke during the Republican National Convention and just gave an incredible speech on behalf of Donald Trump? He's trying to unite the country. He was in the Oval Office on Monday with other evangelical leaders. They were celebrating the fact that the president had announced they were moving the embassy to Jerusalem in Israel. And he says there was a weird point that basically he noticed a white spider the size of what he says a half dollar, making its way up the president of the United States' back.
No.
It's on his jacket. This white spider is climbing up. And Burns says, I thought I was dreaming. He told the Washington Post, I just thought I was dreaming. Is that really a spider running up the back of the President of the United States? It was. So Burns says he hates spiders, but he didn't see any choice. So before the spider got to the president's neck, it was making its way up, he whacked it. He took his hand and he slapped the back of the President of the United States. He hit the President of the United States in
no,
the Oval Office.
I don't believe that. There's no way.
This is him. This is what he said this week. Quote, it made such a loud noise that I think people were bewildered and were like, what did you just do? Said Burns. At that moment, he quickly tried to explain himself. Security, please don't shoot me. He had a spider on his back. he said, please don't shoot me, out loud in the Oval Office. The president was calm, the Washington Post reports, and turns his head back and looks at Burns and he said, well, did you kill the spider?
That's amazing.
Burns, the pastor, he says he kept the dead spider in order to, first of all, as proof. Like, you know, you hit the president, you need a souvenir for why that was allowed to happen. And also, he said he sent the picture around to various arachnid experts. They were able to identify it as a yellow sack spider, which is actually available in the District of Columbia. And its bite is not fatal, but very painful. The effects will last for up to an hour with rash and blistering occurring for the next 1 to 10.
Wow, good for Pastor Burns.
He does have the president's back. 850 on WMAL.
I don't like spiders and snakes.
Sean Hannity here. I've told you before about the two failed foreign-owned solar companies that are based here in the U.S. and their effort to convince President Trump to impose steep tariffs that would put tens of thousands of Americans out of work. President Trump knows sometimes tariffs can help American companies thrive, but in this case, well, it's the American factory worker that would lose. And for what? To bail out two foreign companies that are exploiting American trade laws? Now, if that's not bad enough, now an unelected, unaccountable commission full of Obama-appointed bureaucrats has recommended to President Trump that he side with Obama foreign cronies. All right, so what is the president going to do? Well, the president's just too smart to not understand the complexities of these issues here. The lines are clear, and the president always stands up for American workers and always stands up against the swamp that allowed these companies to survive, in some cases, on your dime.
Stand up for American workers. Paid for by Solar Powers America.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Can buying in bulk backfire? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. You think you're saving money, you're getting ahead, but it's not good for your health, and it's not good for your pocketbook. That's what the lead author of a new study out of Dartmouth had to say about shopping at stores like Costco, BJ's, and Sam's Club. Her study found that people who regularly shopped at club stores spent 5% more money on packaged foods per person in the household. They spent 15% more of their time shopping. But the real zinger is when it comes to your health. Shoppers at club stores consumed 3,500 more packaged food calories per person per month than if they had shopped at a regular grocery store. Now remember, 3,500 calories equals 1 pound on your scale. No matter how self-controlled you are, previous research has shown when there's more food in your home, you're simply gonna eat more, period. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 11 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Not available in all states.
Thank you for calling Reese and Irby's, the future of frozen yogurt.
Are you the robot people?
Reese and Irby's Froyo robots? Yes, ma'am. Our Froyo robots serve 7 different flavors of delicious frozen yogurt with up to 6 delicious toppings all within 60 seconds. We place our robots all over the country. Malls, theaters, theme parks, almost anywhere people want an amazing treat. It's the future of frozen yogurt.
And you sell these robots?
That's right. Whether you're looking for a full or part-time turnkey business, Reese and Irby's Froyo robots are available as a unique franchise opportunity across the United States.
And how do I find great locations for my robots?
Well, actually, we do that for you. Your robots go into high-traffic, secured locations, engage with customers daily, deliver amazing Froyo experiences to customers, and you collect the profits. They work so you don't have to.
Well, I definitely want my own Froyo robots. How do I get them?
It's easy. Just go to FroyoFranchising.com and enter promo code 1313. That's FroyoFranchising.com, promo code 1313. Locations are going fast, so don't wait. Again, that's FroyoFranchising.com, promo code 1313.
At the Big Screen Store this holiday season, it's game on. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV, 2-for-1, just $19.99.
Now that's a great price.
Whoa, a 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store. And our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free.
Now that's big.
Plus, get comfortable this holiday with a huge assortment of theater seating and the latest in motion furniture power headrests.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
So get your game on this holiday at the Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
855 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, it's been a busy morning in Georgetown, and the closures continue. It looks like it will be for some time with the fire apparatus and dealing with the structure fire from earlier. So, in Georgetown, M Street, not a good option. Don't even think about heading there. I'm looking at just standstill traffic coming over the Key Bridge. Also, Wisconsin Avenue closed between M and N Street. So, all those areas where you're being detoured, just inching along to try to work through there. Also, Canal Road, you're affected as you try to work past Georgetown University, heading up toward Whitehurst Freeway, because that corridor is getting bunched up too. So now you're in the know there. On the George Washington Parkway, much better. The broken down south near the overlooks, that has been cleared. 270, an unusual backup. And this is going to be northbound, so not the flow of the morning commute, but our second crash of the morning, 270 north in Rockville, as you come up toward Falls Road along the left side. Traffic update is now sponsored by TheraWorks Relief to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet. Use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting comb can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
What a weather advisory today from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. Could see about an inch of snow. We will see steady temperatures, low to mid-30s. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 30. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 31 degrees, 8:56 on WMAL.
Hi, it's Mary Walter.
And Vince Colonnaise. And we want to see you at WMAL's all-inclusive New Year's Eve gala at the Hilton McLean Tyson's Corner.
You know, it's already December, which means New Year's Eve is going to be here before we know it.
Book your party package now before they sell out.
You'll get hotel accommodations for two, a lavish three-course dinner, premium open bar, live entertainment from the Reflex Band, and more.
Purchase your party package at WMAL.com/New Year.
Space is limited. Book your package today.
You hear that? You gotta listen carefully. That's the near silence of a Peloton. But there's more to this sound than you think. That's the sound of a live studio cycling class happening right in your living room. That's the sound of 1,000 other riders pedaling with you at the same time. That's the sound of you pedaling faster and pushing yourself further.
Let's get it in 3, 2, 1.
That's the sound of New York's best instructors coming to you live every single day.
Come on, find that beat.
That's the sound of riders right next to you while you're still at home. This is the sound of giving it all. This is the sound of showing up. This is the sound of a new personal best. This is the sound of the best gift on the planet. This is the sound a Peloton makes. You ready to make some noise? This holiday, give the gift of Peloton at onepeloton.com. Visit our showroom at Tyson's Corner to experience Peloton for yourself.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic or High Mileage Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Mobil 1 Extended Performance Oil Filter for only $29.99. Plus, get an extra quart for just $5.99. Limit 2 quarts. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts. Where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer.
There are never enough hours in the day to get everything done. So when I find an amazing service to make my life easier, I let everyone know. Hey, it's Chris Plant. Drizzly.com is the new way to get beer, wine, and liquor delivered to your door. You get an amazing selection of alcohol and mixers delivered when you need them with Drizzly. Just enter your address on the Drizzly site or app to shop for your favorite beer, wine, and liquor. Drizzly works with stores in your area so you can shop their shelves online and compare prices for the best deal. Whether your party supply is running low or you're looking for a bottle of something special to give as a holiday gift, Drizzly has you covered. You get the biggest selection, best deals, plus delivery when you use Drizzly. To score $15 off your first purchase, go to drizzly.com and enter the code WMAL. The new way to shop for alcohol has arrived. Drizzly. That's Drizly. Must be 21 or older. $15 off orders of $40 or more. Hurry. Offer ends January 1st. Void where prohibited.
All right, Sarah Westwood, thank you very much for all your help today.
Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you. And Monday we'll have Trevor Manage, Joe DiGenova, of course. That's all ahead. And it'll be a busy weekend. Let's see if that tax plan moves at all, especially Marco Rubio. Rubio! Chris Plante. Hello, sir.
Good morning. Is Rubio changing parties yet, or what's he planning on doing? Does he want to become the goat of the century? Because if he scuttles this thing, nobody will talk to him. His parents will disown him.
Isn't goat greatest of all time?
I don't think that'll happen. Not if you ask Harry Reid. Well, maybe if you do ask Harry Reid.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 9. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. There's a winter weather advisory in place starting at 1 this afternoon for D.C., Arlington, and points north and east. Forecaster Howard Silverman tells us.
Right now, we don't have an advisory for Loudoun or for Fairfax or Prince William. That does not mean that it won't snow in those areas. Just we don't have as much confidence on where we'll see at least an inch of snow.
But in the advisory area, he says there could be an inch or two this afternoon. Now, even just an inch of snow can be very problematic on the roads. Charlie Gishler is with Maryland State Highways.
We're out there pre-treating the highways. We have a very short window to do so, but you're going to see our trucks pre-treating on 495, 95, 270, all the major roadways, and then also we're going to try to get into the arterial routes that feed the interstate.
Of course, Gishler says the challenge they're facing now is having to treat the roads at the same time tens of thousands of drivers are on the roads, too. A fire this morning in Georgetown is now under control, but it's been causing a lot of disruption the last couple of hours. The fire was on the second floor of a three-story commercial building in the 1200 block of Wisconsin Avenue, right near M Street. Firefighters have the fire under control. No injuries reported. Congressional Republicans still plan to vote on the compromise tax cuts plan early next week in hopes that President Trump can sign it Wednesday or Thursday. But there are some potential roadblocks.
It's only natural when the Senate majority is so slim, 2 votes, and with no Democrats going to vote for the tax package, any Republican senator can threaten to gum up the works to get more of what he or she wants. But Florida's Marco Rubio overall is not happy with the plan.
I remain surprised that there is not more consensus to support the reality that we need to do more to help working people in this country.
Rubio is especially concerned that the child tax credit in the plan is still not big enough to make a difference. President Trump and White House aides are expressing confidence that when push comes to shove next week, Rubio will be a yes vote. Bob Costantini, the White House.
Tomorrow is National Wreaths Across America Day, and volunteers are needed at Arlington National Cemetery.
There are more than 245,000 veterans buried at Arlington National Cemetery, and each year, tens of thousands of volunteers come out to lay a wreath at each of their graves. Event organizer Amber Caron says they welcome volunteers of all ages.
It's a great event to bring kids to. We encourage everybody that attends that when they place a wreath to read the name aloud of the person that they're placing that wreath for to help keep their memory alive.
Arlington Cemetery will open to the public at 8:30 Saturday morning. The wreathling will begin shortly after. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
There is good news, kind of, for Marylanders registered to purchase medical marijuana.
State regulators have approved a dozen new dispensaries to sell medical marijuana across the state. That more than doubles the number of businesses that can legally sell pot. The problem is there's not nearly enough supply to meet the demand, and regulators say it could be March before things ease up. More than 18,000 people have registered to become medical marijuana patients, and another 5,000 requests are pending. Most of the